I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good
as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to Bubbles and Bitches. Here's part two of our sit down with Mr. J.R. Scott.
Y'all blowing up, man. I was looking through some of the podcasts, man. Y'all got interviews and shit.
Yes.
I saw y'all interview the art lady, the makeup artist who used to be on a, she was like 7 months pregnant. Y'all went out to the valley.
Yes. Yes. She's on Stripped.
Stripped.
She's a stylist.
Yeah. She's a celebrity professional stylist.
Yeah.
And her name is Allie Levine, and she is awesome.
She styles for Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, yeah. She styles for all the Vanderpump girls.
She started out like doing Oliver Stone. Shia LaBeouf was one of her clients.
Yeah.
She's pretty amazing.
She was a lot of fun.
She just kept it going. She was just such a good talker. And,
yeah.
And so they have a podcast called Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good title, right? They were going to change it. And I said,
that's a good title. It's perfect. So we were on their episode.
Yes.
And it's a two-parter.
And that was a two-parter this week. And then we're going to go see them again soon and record with them again.
Yeah.
And then have them back on. But we have like a really well-known like plastic surgeon coming up on January 30th.
Nice.
We had to keep rescheduling. We've rescheduled her twice. So
work complex and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she's been really, really nice to reschedule with us.
Her name is Dr. K. Daraji. And she has like, she's like the only doctor that's really on like Instagram that shows you what she's doing.
Yeah.
She shows lip injections, ass injections.
Botox.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
There's like, there's chin injections. And what they do is it melts your fat. It literally, you go in for three things and she's like, we can get rid of your double chin. No surgery.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Serious. I'm like, can you put that all over my body?
Yes.
Like, what is... Not yes. Don't worry about the neck. Give me everywhere else. I could work on my neck.
I fucking tape that son of a bitch in the back.
Give me everything else.
Give me some scotch tape.
I'll do some chin exercises. Yeah. You just get the rest of this shit. That's hilarious.
So we got her. I mean, we're starting to gain some traction, and there's another gal named Annabelle DeSisto, and she does Adderall and compliments.
Okay.
And she has been
That's the name of the podcast.
Yes,
another good name.
Yes,
isn't it?
Another
so
good. Good name. And she's blowing up like awesome. She's doing such a great job.
Yes.
We love her. She's so sweet. And yeah, she agreed to come onto the show too. She was hard to pin down because she's actually traveling and she does live shows.
Oh, wow.
That's our goal.
Yes.
Goal is to do live shows.
Okay. Yeah. Love to do live shows.
So I think that we can make that happen in a year.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Podcast, man, like you find your niche, you find your audience, and motherfuckers are loyal, man. Like,
they are.
Yeah. Like when people fuck with your podcast, they really.
We have like gained friends from this podcast. Like,
oh my
God. Actually have listeners that they're our friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we chat with them all the time.
Yes. I mean, Stephanie is like.
Yeah.
There's a one of our listeners named Stephanie, and she lives in Florida. She's awesome. And she is like always, she's always repping us out. And we're like, we still can't believe people listen to
us. Yes, that people even
know.
We
have like, you know, we have over, we just keep climbing every month. Last time we checked,
listeners.
We had over 3,000 listeners. And it just keeps growing. And we're just like, holy shit. I mean,
people,
I know that's nothing compared
listening.
To.
No, yeah. That's a lot.
But
of
it's
people.
Crazy that people actually listen. And then like when we post something on Facebook, it feels so good when someone actually is like, hey, Darnell, hey, Brandy, how did that turn out for you? Are you guys doing, how did this work out? Like, they listen and they actually want to know,
they
like, what's going
up.
On.
Hey, that shit you said. How did it go? That's cool.
It's really neat. So,
cool. I'm like, they're all my friends. Like,
I know.
It's great.
So. Yes.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So, we just got to keep hustling. We just got to keep pushing ourselves. We got to, you know,
And, like, it's fun to do, like, guests you know what I mean? Because you're funny and you would be down to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Sign me up for the funny, the goofy, the silly. Like, yeah, get me in here. Get me in here. Like, I came in with notes.
Yeah.
You did. I know.
Anytime y'all want me to come back. And I want you to learn and soak all this up because one day I might want a podcast and I don't know the first thing about this shit or how to do it. So
yes. We'll just tell you. We'll just tell you what to get.
We can show you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then we'll be on your show.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, I wonder what your.
I don't know if y'all want to.
What was
this
yours?
Might be more Greg.
Oh, you're Greg. Going. Are you going nerdy?
It's gonna be the husband.
Nah, it's gonna be. I was just talking to Laura about this too, because I was like, "Yo, I listened to. I had a blog way back when blogs.
Oh,
were like,
yes.
Were first kind of started back in like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to get back to it, but I don't know what I want it to be about. And I was like, I listen to sports podcasts all day, but more specifically, sports gambling. And so I think that is what I'll probably gonna start blogging about and then start podcasting about. Because I find that whole shit interesting.
The way, that's a good niche.
Yeah, if you like... Okay.
You gotta find it. You
so
know?
In 20 seconds or less, right? You if you're a casino or sports book, right? I found this really interesting. I didn't understand this 2 years ago. All they're doing is trying to get the same amount of people or the same amount of money, I should say. On so let's say this tomorrow, Greg's Eagles are gonna play the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
All they want to do is get the same amount of money on both sides, so that when somebody wins. They're cool, they break even. There's something called the VIG in the middle, but that's how they make their money. And so you can sit there and watch and figure out a lot of things where it's like a lot of people are on the Eagles, but a lot of money is on the Falcons. And so what that tells you is that wise guys, guys who do this for a living, guys who make giant bets, they're betting the Falcons.
Right.
And the reason why there are more people on the Eagles is because there are more people who don't know shit about sports gambling for real.
Just
drunk in Vegas. Give me $20 on the Eagles. I saw them last week. They're good. Give me that. And so you have this, you find these odd things where you can look at it, find little chips and tricks. And
Do you like sports gambling?
I don't actually gamble.
Yeah.
I like the culture.
Okay.
There are people that they call touts. Uh-huh. It's basically a guy who's like, I make money and I make a great living by betting.
Uh-huh.
So what I'll do is I'll tell you what I'm going to be betting, and you can bet it too, for a price.
Got it.
You subscribe, you pay me $500, and every Sunday I'll tell you who I'm going to be betting.
Is that
and
a bookie?
And I'm so good that, nope.
No.
No.
So what they're going to do is they're going to tell you, hey, Brandy, it's Sunday. I'm JR. I'm your expert. Bet the Packers. And it's up to you to go take your money, however much you want, and go find somebody that'll give you a Packers bet.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they call touts. Because they go, I got picks. I got picks. I'm great. You want to buy my picks? And there's this whole seedy underworld of touts and gamblers. And now
sports, make that podcast.
And now sports betting might become legal and everywhere online outside of Vegas. So different states are going to start to legalize it. So it's a thing. And it, for some reason, fascinates.
Wow.
That's like fascinating me too.
That is pretty fascinating.
It's really geeky and niche-y, but
you know what would be cool if, I mean, would you have enough shit to talk about with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Look at Greg's face.
You say yep.
Oh.
Because it goes on for every sport. Basketball.
Now they have in-game
betting
too.
Yeah, now they have in-game betting too. So,
this sounds like something Michael Rapaport would like.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, it could be halftime, right? And let's say, this past national championship, right? It was Alabama and Georgia. Alabama was down 20-3 or 20-7 at the half. It was looking bad.
Yes.
And so,
I remember that.
If you had bet Alabama at the beginning of the game, you could have won a little bit of money. But if you had walked in at halftime of that game and said, you know what, they're down 13, fuck you. I bet you Alabama's still going to win. If you had made the bet then, you would have won a lot of money.
Oh,
because the odds were stacked against you. Now you're betting on a team that's already down 13 points. You watch the first half and they look terrible.
So you can come in the half and be like, oh.
You can come in a quarter.
Oh, so it's not locked.
You can come in anytime. And they're constantly shifting the odds. They're constantly going, well, Georgia's up 7, so Alabama has this bit of a chance to win.
Yeah.
Well, Georgia's up 14.
Oh, my goodness.
Alabama has a tiny chance to win. You want that tiny chance? All right. You can win a big amount of money
on
your tiny chance. And, yeah, it's a whole.
We should do this for reality TV.
Yes. Cool. Let's fucking figure that out. You're going to help us figure this out. We're going to
figure that out.
We're going
to
do bets
carry it over to TV.
Bets on reality TV. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You should definitely do that.
Yeah.
So I got to kind of hash that a little bit more. I need to get a little more free time, but.
I know. It's the fucking time.
Yeah.
The only reason why I want you to do it more now than later is podcasts are hot right now. So it's like you want to kind of jump in while it's hot, I think.
Yeah, so, they're just coming up right now. Like, it's people are starting to know what a podcast is. Yeah, not everybody knows.
Not everybody knows. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of, like, there's even a lot of housewives. There's a lot of...
there's a lot of reality TV people that have podcasts.
There is. Yeah. But there's a lot of them that just don't understand it. Like, when I tried to get on Gretchen Rossi, which is an Orange County
housewife.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And she was like, well, how much do I get paid? Like, she doesn't understand that you don't get paid for this.
No.
And
yeah, it's for the exposure and
yeah.
for your and audience asked, to meet their audience.
Yeah. And then we asked
Vicky Gunvalson. She's like, I work. I don't know what a podcast is. I just work a lot. So
Vicky, I know exactly who Vicky is.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was funny.
So I, you know, it's hot right now. And there's a ton of them. So I think it's a good time. We need to go into Wags of LA.
Wags of LA. All right, yes. So now the tables are turned. What did
now
you guys
the tables
think?
Are turned. Ugh.
What did you guys think
this
of Wags?
They're fucking gorgeous.
They are so
I'm like,
pretty.
Holy shit, these every girl is
yes.
an A+.
They are very they're pretty.
I do have to say, Barbie looks like Laura.
I can see that a little
she
bit.
She looks like Laura.
I didn't think at her. That.
I can see that a little
there
bit.
There are some scenes where I'm like, she looks like Laura.
Well, okay, that scene was interesting.
Let me.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that. She out here comparing my.
JR, that is the wrong answer. Like, you should have been like, oh, I thought
Laura's prettier.
I thought Laura was prettier.
No, I'm not saying Barbie's prettier than Laura. What I'm saying is you're out here talking about, like, my girl's pretty enough to be on reality TV. Well, in that case, I'm not doing too bad.
Yeah.
I'm not doing too bad. I always knew I was punching above my weight class, but hey, I didn't know I was doing that good. That's good. All right. Cool.
Yeah, she totally looks like her.
So that was interesting, Barbie, okay? So she's in the ring with Tito. And she turns around and shoves her ass in his face. And then 3 minutes later, the girlfriend walks up. And then I got confused. I was like, oh, my God, that wasn't his girlfriend. What the fuck is she shoving her ass in his face for?
It's WWE wrestling. That's what it is. Yes. Have you fucking watched it? That's what it is.
Especially for the ladies.
I follow. Yeah, I love like the girls on WWE. Yeah, that's what they do.
They got a reality show just for the girl. Like Total Divas.
Yeah, they
love
do.
Total Divas.
I'll tell you what. That was something.
Bella.
Yeah.
The Bella twins.
Yeah. It's funny, too. Like, so it's clear that Tito Ortiz is not ready to lead the limelight. This dude's had like 14 neck surgeries.
Yeah,
and all
even
types
though
of stuff.
He's all injured. And
yeah,
stuff,
his girl's
recovering.
Like, please don't hurt his neck, and he's like, "Yo, I'll go on WWE, no problem."
Yeah.
So
well, you know, he is a boxer, right?
Yeah, he's
so
he's
that
an
means
MMA
he's
guy.
Kinda, he's not fucking smart.
Yeah, true.
Very true. Sorry. No, they fucking,
usually,
they literally get knocked out.
Right.
I mean, they're fucking dumb.
Not all the marbles are there, usually.
Not all the marbles are there. Look at Mike Tyson.
You're correct.
I'm not
God
arguing with you.
Mike Tyson sucks.
Okay, so.
He is weird, but.
Let me flip this around for you guys then. Which one did you guys think was the prettiest one?
Oh, that was hard. That's hard. I think Barbie is the prettiest. And then I really liked, I like Olivia and Natalie.
They're cool as shit.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I thought they were super fun and super cool and like just, I'd fucking hang out with both of them.
That
makes them even more pretty to me.
Yes, those
so
are the two.
I like those girls a lot.
Those are the two. If they were like, yo, you could like kick it, have some drinks, and then after lunch with somebody on that show, I would choose
okay.
Nat and Olivia.
So
I like Tito's girlfriend.
Okay.
She's and a shit star. Sasha and Autumn.
Sasha and Autumn. Okay, so Tito's girl is a shit stirrer. This is her first season.
Amber,
yeah. She's a shit stirrer, and this is her first season.
Oh, it's her first season. Okay.
Yeah, she's never been actually her and Tito.
She's already a shit stirrer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's trying to get to that next season. Yeah. She's doing good work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Her and Tito, this is her first season. Because
Tito ain't making no more money.
Yeah, she's like, let's get these reality checks, baby. So that's the deal with them. They're brand new. Sasha and Autumn are having a falling out right now. Over some silly shit. I don't even really know. It was one of those.
They were arguing in the restaurant.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
you
I was
said
gonna
this,
cover that.
And I didn't say that. And I don't even like. It was so petty and little. I don't even remember. It was one of those like word of mouth.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But they do go way back, because Sasha's husband is Antonio Gates.
Okay.
And I know Greg knows exactly who that is. Hall of Fame. He's not, you know, some of these people are married to like middling athletes or whatever. Like, her husband is officially the greatest tight end to ever play football.
Oh, really?
Like, Hall of Fame. He's the Michael Jordan of his position.
So who was she engaged to before in 2002?
One of his teammates. He's actually semi-famous. He's on ESPN a lot. He actually hosts his own ESPN radio show in LA. His name is Marcellus Wiley. He is a former, he played for the Cowboys, but most famously he played for the Chargers. And that's when he was teammates with Antonio Gates.
Oh, and she was engaged to him.
So Sasha was with Marcellus Wiley. She married. Not sure what happened. But next thing you know,
she married with Antonio Gates. Now, she probably saw him playing. She's like, oh, no, no, I need to be with him.
Either way. No, but Marcellus Wiley actually.
Good job, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
When Antonio Gates finishes playing football, he doesn't have, he's not like a charismatic guy.
Oh, he's not going to be like on the show on the ESPN.
When he's done with football, he's done with football. Mm. Marcellus Wiley has already flipped into a monster media career. He has an ESPN television show, he has an ESPN radio show, and he DJs in Vegas and LA.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Yeah,
money-wise, she might have fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, Marcellus is going to get checks longer than Antonio.
I know, but Antonio has huge checks, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he's going to retire. And
I know, but what? I mean, what is he making?
Well, I mean, Antonio Gates is, I want to say he's in his 13th or 14th year.
So he's on the end.
So that's good money. But Marcellus Wiley played 8 or 9. Like, it wasn't like his career was anything to sneeze at.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So he went 8 or 9 and flipped to media money. Mm. Marcellus Wiley just, I mean, Antonio Gaines stayed with the football money for about 12 or 13. So
is Antonio, what's his name?
Antonio Gaines is probably going to retire after this season.
Okay.
Maybe he's got one more.
And is he playing for the Chargers still?
He's still playing for the Chargers.
Okay. Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah. So not, I mean, great place to live with a whole bunch of money. Right. But the team's not very good, no. And they got
to
move.
And they're moving to LA. Yeah.
But I'd be willing to bet that who's got more money now? Antonio. Ask the question again in 5 years.
No. Okay. So I think Sasha's really pretty. I didn't know who her husband was, though.
Yeah.
So Autumn's husband.
Autumn's husband is his name's Ajera Tutu. That's his last name. It's Seiji, S-E-J-I. His last name is Ajera Tutu. Of African descent, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a defensive back. He played for, I mean, good career. 6 years.
Okay.
5, 6 years, something like that. And he just retired. Just retired. So this football season that's going on now is the first football season he hasn't played in half a decade. Oh,
wow. So do you like this because the guys?
Yes, I was going to say.
Yes. I think that's a cool element that Wags taps into. Mm-hmm. Because I literally do like fanboy out for a second. Like,
and it stands like, yeah, for wives and girlfriends?
Yep. Wives and girlfriends.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was really WAG. W-A-G. Okay. Wives and girlfriends.
Yeah.
But since there's a bunch of them, they just do WAG.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know if maybe this makes me whack. Maybe no other dudes do this. But like, I watched Antonio Gates play for Chargers for years. Even when I lived in San Diego, he's been on countless fantasy teams of mine. So it is kind of trippy to be like, oh, that's his wife.
Yeah, and then to watch her.
That shit. And every now and then he'll pop on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's not like anti the show or anything. Uh-huh. He's busy because it's football season.
Yeah.
But if he's around, he pops in.
He'll be on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really wish that Jenna Jameson was on and that her and Tito weren't divorced.
Yeah, because that would be crazy.
Yes, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy because both of them have a screw loose.
Yeah. Oh, man. And they were loaded on shit. I mean,
yeah,
they were cokeheads big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your girl Barbie, it's not going to go well for her.
No.
Yeah, because so her story arc is, and she's going to be on the show because she's got a great arc. So she's younger than her husband.
They're fighting.
Yeah.
I saw the episode before this one.
Yeah. And the reason why they're fighting is because he's an older guy. I think he's maybe like 8, 9 years older than her. Okay. He retired from the NHL. They were dating, and he pretty much was pretty straightforward with her, like, yo, I'm retired now. I'm ready to settle down, have a nice, chill life, mm-hmm. have some kids,
yeah,
live a good life.
She's not.
And she was like, okay. And then when it came time to actually settle down, she was like, WWE calling, and I'm on WAGs, and yeah. I get to do host parties and stuff. So she's been like, so out taking trips or whatever, whatever. And he's like, bitch, I told you.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to settle down and whatever, whatever. And she wasn't really trying to slow down. And this season ended with them separating. So
oh shit!
So they may get together in the off season, but basically, when the new season of WAGS LA comes, it's either gonna she's either gonna be hi, I'm freshly divorced, or hey, we just worked it out.
Oh wow!
But it ended with him being like, yo, you need to take
some time to think about that. Ain't gonna work out because she switched gears.
Yeah,
you gotta be on the same page.
Yeah, and like I said, he was pretty straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, look, man, I've played for 14 years. I made plenty of money. I'm not trying to travel every week to a new city and all this other shit. Like, I'm trying to chill.
But he's almost 40 and she's 30, right?
She's like 29.
20, yeah. So, oh, I mean, shit. That's like a big lifestyle difference. Damn. You know, he's, like you said, he's ready to retire. He's ready to go slow. And she's just starting.
Yeah. She's kind of hitting her
peak. She's having fun.
Yes. And it's like that E audience with this show.
Yeah.
She's getting in front of a lot of people who maybe didn't watch wrestling. Yeah. Didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, y'all, they're like, yo, who's this pretty blonde bitch? And they're like, oh, she's cool. She's whatever. And now they're, you know, following her Instagram and shouting her out. And her, I'm sure her star is on the rise. So she probably was like, oh, I know I said slow down.
But I'm
but I didn't mean it. I did not mean it.
I didn't know I was going to get this hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So it starts out, they're all, the two of them are, or they all meet and they start working out at the gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that trainer was going to stay on.
Yeah, he was good looking.
Oh, my God.
He was good looking.
I was like, Greg, he is so cute.
Yeah, and then he just walked off. I'm like, no, come back.
No, come back. Are you on the show?
Show them more techniques.
That is comedy because I don't remember that trainer at all.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, I hope he came back. Yeah. I'm like, who?
There was a guy in there? Yeah.
So, Natalie and...
Olivia.
Natalie and Olivia. Uh-huh. Okay. They were cracking me up when they were talking about suck and dink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that too. I remember that down.
She was like, I'll suck dink for a purse. And I'm like, suck dink? What is this?
Are they sisters? Are they just friends?
They are cousins.
Oh, they're cousins. They're first cousins. Okay.
Yeah.
I figured.
So who are they with?
They're
quote unquote girlfriends of the WAG life. Natalie's ex is this dude named Philip. I can't remember his last name, but he's a retired football player who was great. Really good.
Wow.
And Olivia has dated just different athletes.
How do they find these athletes?
I don't know.
God damn.
How do you find fucking athletes like this?
That is Laura, after every episode, turns to me and is like, how do they all date the same chick? Where are these chicks hanging out with any other athletes? What is going on?
I know. Because
you notice that too. Like, if a girl has dated one athlete, she's probably dated four.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you choose that lifestyle, you're going to keep. You know, they have crazy travel, crazy schedules. So it's almost like you got to commit. You got to be like, you know what? I'm going to jump into that lifestyle and see if I can find me one.
Okay.
And that's what they do.
Mm.
And so do you watch Basketball Wives too?
Nah.
No?
Nah,
are you into basketball?
Yeah. Big basketball fan.
Okay.
I don't know why I never checked out Basketball Wives. Because you think the same principle would apply. Yes. I was like, oh, I just never caught it.
Because didn't they have Shaq's wife on one of them?
Yeah, Shawnee.
So.
She's really
tiny. I met
her in person. She's like 4 feet tall. She's like,
was like, how do they have sex?
I was at some carnival in LA and she like walked by and I was like, hey, that's Shaq's wife. That's the extent of my meeting with Shawnee.
Yeah.
But I have no idea how they have sex because I'm talking about a legit 5 feet even.
Tiny, oh my gosh, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe 5'1".
The other one who's really pretty is Nicole. She was the one who was designing the wedding rings.
Okay. Why the fuck is he putting up such a big fight to wear a fucking ring?
He had a jack. Did you see his
finger? Yeah, his finger was all like this. Like, he broke it a bunch of times,
so like his normal finger stays like this.
So like he couldn't get a ring on.
I don't know if they show that episode. She's going to have one designed that snaps.
Yeah, she showed it. Yeah.
And then when she showed him that, he was like, all right, I'll wear it.
Well, he said, I guess I can't say no now. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
If you watch some more episodes, you'll see she is a nutcase.
She is?
Yeah, is she?
She didn't crazy. Seem that way at all. Because she was hanging out with his mom and stuff, and she seemed real cool.
This dude's going to be like, hey, I'm going out to lunch with my friends. And after he's gone 45 minutes, she's like, I haven't heard from Larry. Maybe I should check and see where he is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like that kind of crazy.
Oh no.
Like if she doesn't know where he is for 20 minutes,
she's like, gonna find out.
There's an episode where she and her girlfriends went on a bachelorette trip in Costa Rica. And he and his friends went on a bachelor trip to Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, hey, you think it'll be fun on the last day of our trip we fly to Colombia and check in on the guys?
Oh my god.
And all of her girlfriends were like, awful idea. And she was like, I'm gonna do it anyway.
She did it? Yeah. Oh my god.
All the other girls were like,
well, you know what that means. Like, that means that he's done shit. And she don't trust him.
I'm not sure that he has.
Really?
She's just
I know that sounds crazy.
I don't trust that.
I know that sounds crazy. And 99% of the time, I'd be like, yeah, you damn right he did some shit.
Yeah.
I've been watching that show for like 3 seasons. I don't think Larry ever cheated.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think she's just that type of chick.
But
here's the funniest part.
Okay.
So she's like, maybe we should go to Colombia. All the girls who are married were like, no, that's a bad idea. Plus, my husband would kill me. My husband would be like, what the fuck are you doing crashing Larry's bachelor party? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So they were like, no. The two girls who went were there, Nat and Olivia.
Oh.
If you keep watching to the season finale, Nicole, Nat, and Olivia are like, fuck it, we'll go to Colombia.
Oh.
They go to Colombia. They call him and be like, hey, what are you up to tonight? What are you going to do to dinner? Yada, yada. What are you going to do? You going to have some fun tonight? And he's like, yeah, we're going to go to dinner. Some place called yada, yada. Me and the fellas, it'll be a good time.
They
fly to Colombia. Find the restaurant.
Oh, geez.
Like, book a hotel a few miles away from here so they'll, like, bump into him in the plaza.
Oh, my God.
And, like, go to his dinner. And, like, it ends with her being like, oh, shit, I don't know if I should talk to him. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Then you have to watch to see if they actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wait, I'm so excited for this
totally
show.
Watching
yes.
That.
We're going to
add
this. I got to
start from the beginning. And
yeah, because we got to learn, you know,
yeah,
we got to learn.
And this one's only had like
2 or 3
seasons, so it won't take you long to catch up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, because we're just kind of like learning right now, and I watched the last episode, but we got to figure out their arcs and like who's friends with who and who has fights with this
who's
person.
Who's bitchy, who isn't.
So Nicole's very pretty, but she's in that.
She's crazy.
I was laughing when they were getting their massages, you know?
Oh, yeah.
God damn, they talked a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, shut up. I was getting a fucking massage.
Yeah, I'm like, that is the least relaxing massage ever.
And
yeah.
The girl's like, I can't go to a man. I can't do it. My husband's going to be mad.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, who cares? They're all sitting in a room together, first of all. Yeah. And they're just fucking, they're not enjoying any of that massage.
No.
So that made me, I got a little pissy at that.
You're like, enjoy that massage. Probably like their third massage of the day, though, so.
True. And who's the English dude? Oh, that's.
English dude.
His last name's English.
Oh, that's Larry. Larry English.
That's
He's
Larry.
The one with Nicole. He's the one who puts
ring.
Up with the crazy
right. Okay. With the ring. Yeah.
Okay. And is he good?
Yeah, yeah. Larry English is a good football player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I like about Wags LA. And that's what made me a little nervous about Wags Atlanta.
Why?
Wags Atlanta, I went and read the bios because, again, I was like, I want to see what athletes are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, not
no.
like super. Only one of them or two of them are married. They're married to some nobodies in the league. Then the other four girls on the show because they've dated numerous players, but they're currently single. And I was like,
oh
y'all stretch this. These are really Wags. You found some hot hoes in
yeah.
You dated a football player in 98? Cool.
So what do you think? What do you think about Corey Bierman?
Corey Bierman. Wait.
Corey Bierman.
Oh, Kim's Corey.
Husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
I only saw in this episode, he seemed like he really loves Kim.
Yeah.
He seemed like he loved this one, Kim. I only saw him for like 5 minutes in an episode. He seemed like he loves Kim, and he just seemed like a.
So, did you know him as a football player?
Oh, nah.
Oh, yeah. He's
That's what Greg says. Greg's like, he was like, whatever, you know.
That That is, yeah. If you can get out that rookie contract, it's not bad. What did he play? Do you remember?
He was a defensive end on Atlanta.
Defensive end on Atlanta. Good potting.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Nah, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, but he hasn't worked for a while now.
No, but he has 6 kids.
Yeah.
And he wears Speedos on the beach.
Oh, word?
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, so he's, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate those Speedos.
Yeah, we do. Actually, yeah. It's the only pair of Speedos that I like.
Yes, agree.
No hate. If you can put on a Speedo and look good in a Speedo, fuck it, rock a Speedo. I do not hate.
So I put in here, so I was talking, oh, I already talked about Jenna Jameson because I was, yeah. So really we that. Did her, like her volumes of, her divorce with Tito.
Really?
Yeah. She was a hot mess express.
You did the depots?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in our court reporting office. So every girl that got to go on one, we would just all like gab about the, you know.
It's funny. Laura had no idea who Tito Ortiz was.
Oh.
I was like, MMA guy. She's like, no. I was like, he's from Huntington Beach. Like, you're from Orange County. You never heard of him? She's like, nope. I was like, he used to be with Jenna Jameson. She was like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a tumultuous relationship.
Yes.
Yes, really bad. Well, yeah. And he has the boys.
Yeah, which means she must have been a hot mess.
Yeah.
Because they usually don't just take custody away from a mom like that unless you're a...
Yeah.
I know, unless you're totally... Unless
some shit, come on, yeah.
So she's sober now, like, I want to say 2.5 years. Okay. And she has a little girl now.
Okay.
Her name's Battelle. It's Jewish, mm-hmm. And her guy that she's with, the baby daddy, uh-huh. He is like really, really hardcore. They're Jewish.
Really?
And she does a lot of Instagram.
She did a big one.
Like him praying, and they do all of their Jewish stuff. She's super conservative now and is a big Trumper.
Wow.
Yes.
Big 180.
So she went like conservative. Yeah. Orthodox,
she went from the extreme to the other extreme.
Wow. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. I got to look at her Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. And she's like a big like proponent of free the nipple for like breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding.
So she just breastfeeds the whole time. Battelle, her baby's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And now she has like bright red hair.
No more pictures of her like thongs and bikinis on the beach and all that. Like she's
no TNA.
Wow.
Well, actually, there's a lot of titty. Well, because she's breastfeeding. Well,
right.
And she just does it. She doesn't care.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
not because I'm trying to see that, but like, yo, man, like
breastfeed your baby.
You gotta feed my kid. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So and she we're does all that. Adults,
like, you've seen a nipple. Like,
what's the big deal?
Feeding the baby. Yeah. Take it easy.
Yeah. Take.
Yeah.
I never seen people who were like, oh my God, they're breastfeeding right in front of me. I'm like, so?
Yeah, so what? Okay. A baby's hungry. What do you want?
I think that they should be able to do that wherever.
Yeah.
Now when I look over and I get all like, oh God. Because I want to stare at it, but I can't. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
oh my God.
You do have to actively be like, I'm not going to stare at you.
Yeah.
I do, and I want to.
But see, that's the thing. Once everybody starts doing it, it'll be normal, and then nobody will have to think about, you know what I mean? Staring.
Oh, there's a titty hanging out there. That's all right. Yeah.
Okay, so at the restaurant when Autumn and Sasha are fighting, that's it's a dumb fight. Like, we're not even.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it what's is. What's like that about? It's not serious, like, you stole my man, or you told that I cheated, and like, it's nothing like that. It's somebody said something about Autumn in front of Sasha, and Sasha didn't shut him
down. Now, my Spidey sense is tingling that Autumn is a fucking troublemaker.
Autumn is a shit stirrer, but I think in the Autumn-Sasha thing, Autumn's right.
Really?
Yeah, I think Sasha...
I was getting the same vibe you did because Brandy. I was getting the same vibe as Brandy because when they're fighting, Autumn doesn't let Sasha get any word in. And usually when it's like that, it's because like that person's
scared of what they're gonna say.
Yes, exactly. Like she wouldn't let her talk at all. So I was like, oh, okay, you're trying to run this whole thing because there's something that you are covering. And that's usually how it goes. But
well, and then when she pulled out like you were engaged to your husband's friend. And I was like, and then she says 2002. I'm like, shut, go sit down. Yeah, it was bring out 2002.
It was a long
15
time
years ago, you dumb bitch. I was like, stop it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, and they ended up crying. That was
yes,
so funny.
They were both crying.
They're all like, they're going. She goes outside. She's on her phone. Was she both, ordering an Uber?
They were both crying.
The funny thing is,
I think Autumn could be like a Nini or a Porsche.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. So Marcellus Wiley has, I saw him at the LA radio show.
Yeah.
He would talk about his time as a Charger, and he would talk about how he was engaged to this girl and she left him for a teammate.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And people would call in. People would call in and be like, yeah, like, come on, man, that was a while ago, man. Who was it? Tell us who it was. And he was like, nope. They're happily married. I'm friends with both of them to this day. I'm not going to blow up their spot. I'll never tell.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was Autumn.
Wow.
And I, like, I went and Googled it, and it was like, as seen on the teammate was Marcellus Wiley.
It came out on the show?
It came out, like, to a majority of the public on the show.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, there were some blogs where if you went trolling and digging or whatever, you could have found it, but I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Shitballs.
Yeah, I did not know until that shit came
out. Huge. For it to come out like that on the show. Wow, that's, ooh, we got to watch this show.
I know.
Yes. Well, we got to watch it, but then we got to talk to JR because we got to be like, okay, so now tell me the background with the men because we don't know who, like, the guys are.
No, yeah. I know. I know.
Yeah.
So, okay, Olivia and Natalie, they design clothes.
Yeah, so that's actually new. They used to just do, like, fashion blogs.
Okay.
Talk about, like, latest trends, they buy shit and take pictures with it, whatever, whatever. And I think they're doing some other stuff, hosting parties, whatever, but this is their first, this season, the episode you saw actually was their first foray into designing clothes.
Oh, okay.
So
they did pretty good.
Yeah, I liked their stuff.
She's all no more boning for Birkins.
Saddle up, sweetie. Yeah, I liked their line.
I like these girls.
Yeah. I like them.
They are honest about, yo, we are attracted to athletes. We're not ashamed of that. We can make our own money, but if you try to, you know, donate to charity,
we will accept.
So, yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. No, they were gorgeous. I can't wait to watch. And you have not seen Atlanta yet, right?
No.
Or you have, okay.
No, Wags, I don't know, has it debuted yet?
You said no, it hasn't
I don't think
yet.
So. I think it's going to start either this week or next week.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay,
right, we can get on that one.
So I was going to say, did you see, I know that you looked up the guys, but I didn't know if you saw it like last year or.
No, this is the first season.
Oh.
Wags Atlanta is debuting whatever this week or next week, whenever their first episode is. It's the first episode ever.
Now, are they doing like Real Housewives of Atlanta? Or are they doing like one white girl in there?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
He just read about the guys. He doesn't see the girls.
I really am such a sports fan. I was like scrolling through the girls like, who are you married to?
Yeah.
Who's this dude?
Not even looking at it.
I'd have to double check.
Okay.
I think there might be one.
I'm excited. I'm sure. This is going to be a fun show to add to our list. Yeah.
I totally like it.
I do too.
I wonder if they have a little, so they have different networks, right? It's E and Bravo.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can't imagine I wouldn't be surprised if there's some crossover.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I can
maybe
totally
like
see
if a housewife gets kicked off of, you know, like they always of housewives, maybe they come on.
Well, because that works for them.
Yeah.
Or even like at an event, some kind of shit. You know, because I feel like if you're a rich socialite in Atlanta,
you're
probably going to run into that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask, we always do a bug your ass moment of the week, and we have to do a boss ass bitch moment of the week.
That's right. Don't make me go first, though. Y'all, one of y'all go
first.
What do you got?
So I got to go bug my ass first.
Okay.
Because I'm always bugged.
Okay.
So I'm in a deposition this week, two of them, with two bug my ass attorneys. So one of them walks in, and oh my God, he is jittery. He is all over the place.
I'm like,
does this guy have OCD? Like, what's going on with him? Okay. He is
already like one of your biggest pet peeves.
Yeah, he can't stand still.
Yeah.
He like does weird mouse sounds and I'm like, fuck me, man. And he sits right by me. I'm like, God damn it.
The seat is taken.
And then we start the arbitration and he is just flying. And I'm telling him like every 5 seconds, you gotta slow down, dude. You gotta slow down. So he comes back from lunch and he's like, he has this fucking 5-hour energy thing. And oh, he goes, geez. And then he's like, and then he goes, yeah, if you think I'm fast now, wait till I take the 5-hour energy drink. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah. That's not fucking original. Like, come on. So I look at him and I go, it's your record, man. I don't know what to tell you. If you want a shitty record, you can have one.
You're like, I can only do so much.
He was just a fucking gross bastard. And I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Then yesterday or a couple days ago, I'm in another arbitration and this attorney walks in. He's hacking away. There's like two other attorneys that are sick in there. And then he sits down and he goes, ah, I was just at urgent care last night. I didn't feel good. Yeah. Like I had the flu. I got the flu. Then I got an infection. Now I'm sick all over again. He's like, yeah, I had a fever. And we were like, why are you fucking here?
Why are you here? Why are you here?
God damn it.
Ew, that's gross.
You've worked with attorneys before.
I have.
They are a different fucking breed.
They are they're a unique species.
And you fucking appreciate the cool ones.
Yes. Oh my God. I started at this firm and I was there maybe like a month. And one of the leaders of the firm was like, hey, you know, you've been here like a month. How are you liking it so far? And I was like, from what I've learned at law firms, it basically comes down to like the ratio of like jerks versus non-jerks.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you guys have a pretty good ratio, so I'm doing okay.
Is it?
And he literally was like, that's the best I've heard it put.
Yeah. He's like, that's the best compliment our firm has ever had.
They have a high tendency to be dicks. And yes. if you can just surround yourself with a few that aren't.
With the good ones. Yeah.
You're doing okay.
Yeah.
You are doing okay. Yeah.
So should I go into my bug my ass? Or do you want to do yours?
No, go for it. Ladies first.
Okay. So let me do my bug my ass. So
ladies first.
So I'm at work and I'm in meetings. Okay. So I'm not at my desk. My coworker is IMing me, but I'm in a meeting. So I come back and like, she's already called me a few times. So I call her back and I'm like, hey, like, what's going on? She's like, everything is fine, but there were tow trucks in the parking structure and they were blocking your car. Like, they were, like, looking at my car. And I was like, is my car still there? And she's like, I checked. She's like, your car is still there. What they were towing for, and this bugs my ass because this just fucking sucks. They were towing for expired tags.
Okay.
My tags expired in December. I paid. That's why my car was still there. I just didn't get my stickers yet.
Right.
Oh, they have to have like so many months.
Yeah, I think it's 6 months or
well, they were looking at my car and we had coworkers that got towed. Like it sucks. Like I'm like, dang, that is brutal. So someone got their car towed and like my friend is telling me, I guess what they do is they actually like break into your car. They like jimmy it open as if you like locked your keys in there. They jimmy your car open. Her alarm went off. They cut the battery so the alarm stops, and then they tow your car.
Really?
Yes.
Holy That's shit. Some gangster.
That
shit.
Is intense. So I actually went out and I checked. Okay, my car's because I knew I paid my tags. I just didn't have the sticker, but still, I was like, please tell me my car is still there. Don't take my car. Wow. And oh my, I got my tags yesterday. The day after they were towing, my tags came in. I put that shit quick on my car.
Jonathan just got a fucking ticket for his tags, and I go, well, did because I saw the ticket, I got the mail. I threw it on his bed. He's like, what's that? I'm like, some ticket from Laguna Beach PD. And he's like, oh. So he opens it and he's like, yeah, I got it for my tags. I said, you didn't pay your tags? He goes, yeah, I paid him in May, but I just never got them.
May.
I'm like, what? What the fuck? I go, you know they're gonna tow your fucking car?
Yeah, May.
That's
yeah,
on yeah. you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So that's my God damn yeah. it. Why do boys do this?
I got stopped for speeding and the cop was nice. He gave me a warning. And he was like, get them tags updated. My tags have been expired for like I was like, officer, I know you hear this all the time. You're probably not going to believe me, but I paid that, man. I'm just waiting for my tags to come. And he just laughed. And he was like, we don't really pull people over until after 5 months.
Yeah.
You get a 5 month.
He's 7 months now.
Yeah.
But 7 months. 7 months, not only will they stop you, they'll tow it.
Yeah.
Geez. I know.
Yeah. They pull him over like on the five. And then he'd be like, okay, here's the ticket and find a ride home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 5 or 6 months, you're really rolling the dice.
That's scary. Yeah, so that was my bug in my ass because, geez, that just really sucks. I'm just glad my car was still there.
No, you would have been fine. They legally can't do it there.
Yeah, they check and see if you've paid. But like the fact that
what sucks though is that if the cop would have checked.
Oh, he would have.
The driver, it would have showed paid.
Yeah, that's the other thing too.
But
they don't
do that.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, they just go by the sticker and then tell you?
Yes.
Oh, that's dirty.
I know.
That's dirty.
I
did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you were like comprehending.
Yeah, I always thought if you paid, they would just check and they'd be like, oh, you didn't pay. I mean, you paid, but you put your sticker on.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Damn.
Yeah, you're playing dirty. What is your bug your ass?
What's your bug your ass?
Fucking cat.
A cat?
We got a cat, man.
You guys got a cat?
Why?
Why?
Why is the question, yo? Why is the question? Nah, man.
Oh, you know what? I did see that Laura snapped it. I did see with Peyton.
Yeah. So Peyton went to visit her Nana. And Nana has a cool cat. So Peyton was like, oh, a cat. And so Laura was like, yeah, we got to get a cat. I was like, okay, I hear you, but here's what I'm saying. I don't like cats. Also, I know shit about cats.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'm with you on both fronts. I grew up with dogs. She's like, but, you know, they're independent and pretty much keep to themselves. Shouldn't be that big a deal, right? And I was like.
Yeah. Is anybody allergic to the fucking cat?
Nah, not really.
Okay, well, that's good.
And I was like, all right, get a cat then. We get a cat and we got a little cat post.
Scratch claws on it.
Okay.
Yeah, nah. He was like, well, I need that cat post when we got these couches.
Oh, no.
All this nigga does is scratch.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And every time I'm like, yo, man, you got this kid. It's your fault. And she's like, I didn't think cats are supposed to be independent. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. But we got suckers.
We got the one that's not.
Oh, man. Now I gotta get rid of this cat, man.
I know, right? But you can't. Is Peyton really loving the cat?
So here's the thing. Laura was like, Peyton, you can't get rid of the cat because Peyton will be heartbroken. I was like, I bet you I can cut a deal. So literally just last weekend,
okay,
we were out having lunch, had me a beer, felt a little loose, and was like, yo, P. She's like, yes. Yeah. So I was like, Henry. Like, yeah. And I was like, all right. If I got you a turtle, we're going to switch it out for Henry. Would you straight? She was like, nah. I was like,
what about a guinea pig? A guinea pig?
Which is, if you've never seen it, it's just like a bigger, furrier hamster.
Yeah.
They're actually supposed to be really good pets.
Oh, okay.
I showed her a picture of a guinea pig. She was like, yeah.
She was like, trade.
So then we just kept going. I was like, what about like a little gecko, a little lizard? She's like, no. I'm like, what about a chinchilla?
Chinchilla.
She was like, yes. But it turns out chinchillas could bite you. So
oh my goodness.
Had to nix that.
Yeah.
But she's still down for the guinea pig.
Okay. So what color is Henry?
He's like a white and brown tabby.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's not bad. The funny thing is that we took him to the vet. You know, because we got him from a shelter.
Yeah.
Get him neutered and make sure he's healthy and all that. So the vet's checking him out and is like, all right, you know, we got neutered. That's fine. Health-wise, he's okay. We're just going to test his poop, make sure he doesn't have any worms and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how he is with the kids. So I'm not there. It's Laura and the two kids. So Laura's like, okay. So Laura puts the cat down, lets the kids try to play with the cat. That's like, fuck these kids. He scratched them. He tried to bite them.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
So the vet was like, probably not the best cat for people who have kids.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like,
He's trying to bite him?
Wait.
Terrific.
And you know, so then Laura's like, challenge accepted. What the fuck?
So she comes home. And she tells me about this. I was like, we got to get rid of the fucking cat. She's like, I know, but I'll feel bad. I was like, I know, I'll feel bad too. I was like, but babe, imagine if we were on reality television. Imagine if we were watching ourselves on TV and 3 weeks from now, that cat scratches the shit out of Peyton's face. And we're like, oh my God, Peyton. You know what we do? We sit on the couch and yell at the TV, you dumb fucks, the vet told you. The vet told you. The vet told you don't get this cat right, kids. You didn't listen, and now you got scratched up.
I like how you bring it to reality TV. Like, imagine. Yeah.
Because whenever I'm not sure of something, I'm like, what would I say if I was watching myself on TV? And I'd be like, I can't believe this stupid thing ain't got rid of the cat yet. Yeah. That's what I would think. So now that I've laid out the terms, and Peyton's on board. She's really on board. She's like,
oh, really?
She's like, can't wait to give it to Henry so I can get my guinea pig.
Oh my God. She is ruthless.
Yeah. So.
That's a good bug my ass.
That is a good bug my ass. I like it.
I'm talking about that cat will walk up to you, look at you, and you'd be like, motherfucker, don't. And he's like, right on the couch. And then you go, Henry! And he runs away. Or you take it. We have a little squirt bottles. The cats help train them. You can just like shoot them like with a little water gun.
Yeah, yeah.
A little spray of water hits them and they're like, ah, they hate that and they won't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Usually. Not Henry. This dude has like, I swear.
He's like, I like that.
Yeah, he is hard-headed. Right? I mean, it's almost like a, I don't know, like some kind of oppression or slave movie. Like, we shoot him with the water gun. He's like, you won't break me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna scratch the couch.
Oh my God.
All right, man. So
that's funny.
Yeah, man. Fuck that cat.
Fuck that cat.
Hey, look, for the people listening, I'm not a monster.
Yeah.
We feed him.
We feed him, yeah.
He's got water. He's got a nice cat box. When he doesn't scratch the couch, he's cool.
Yeah.
When he scratches the couch, he gets shot with a water gun.
That's
it. Ain't nobody beating the cat or nothing like that. But he is bugging my ass.
He is bugging your ass. Yes. Yes. He's bugging your ass.
What's your boss ass bitch?
My boss moment is most of our listeners who, if they follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, you guys will see that. Well, so this is Friday. So the last week, I posted a meme.
Instagram is bubbles with B N D.
Yeah, the letters B N D. So I posted an Instagram and I posted on Twitter a meme of Erica Jane. But what I'm so excited about is I created the meme. I made like the little, I said, are we really doing dry January on Wine Wednesday? And it was Erica Jane and she's rolling her eyes, but I made it. I've never made one.
Erica Jane is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah. She's the one that is married to the attorney that's like 20 years older than her. And she becomes Erica Jane at night. So she performs it at gay clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
She's but hot. Yeah, she's super hot.
Oh, she's pretty?
Yeah, yes. She's gorgeous.
And that's why she's with the 20-year-old lawyer.
Yeah.
Get your paper.
So fun fact, you know Aaron Brockovich?
Yeah.
Okay, so her husband is the attorney that won.
That did the case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I created a meme with Erica Jane, and this is the first time I ever created one, even though I know I'm way behind the whole, making these memes, but it got retweeted several times. We got more followers because of that. That's my boss moment.
I'm proud of you.
I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm learning social media. Like
you have picked up your game this week.
I have this week. It's all thanks to my assistant.
I know.
she is like schooling me on social media. I'm like, okay, so then now what do I do? And then how do you, I'm like, Twitter. Teach me Twitter. Like, I'm like so far behind.
Yes.
So she's like, post funny memes. You know, she's like that's what you need to do.
You click on somebody and it says swipe up for the merch or swipe up to listen to our episode.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people whip that shit out left and right. And we're like, how the fuck do they do that?
Well, we can't do that yet. We want to get verified. So guys, follow us so we can fucking get verified and then we can swipe up. That's how you do it.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
Yo, that'll be baller, yo. Keep going. Y'all get verified.
I know.
That's some baller shit. Get your blue check.
Yes. Yo, yes.
The blue check is
great. God damn it. Give me my blue check.
Yes.
The blue check is hot.
Okay. What's your boss?
I still don't feel like a drink. So we're doing dry January, but I'm going to try to go to March. I'm going to try to go to St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
I am not trying to go to St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. I'm just doing January.
She's like, let the record show.
Yeah, I'm like, don't hold it against me when I start drinking.
I know. Laura's like, what are you guys doing for football?
Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, I don't know what we're doing yet. We're going to do something.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have the kids.
Yeah.
I said, you come hang. I don't know if I'm going to be drinking, though. You know, I'm I'm going to try to keep going. And she's like, that's some good willpower. I go, well, it isn't March yet.
Yeah, I know. But that is, that's
I'm
good.
Playing this shit by ear.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's awesome. You're not even like wanting it right now.
No, I
you're
don't even want to drink good. Yet.
Yeah.
And we started on the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There you go. Shout out to the weed, too.
See, shout like, out. Oh, yeah. Weed. So this is maybe why. But this is only a second time.
That you use the vape pen. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like Fancy Nancy.
Yes. What's your boss?
Yeah.
Yo, my boss moment was Wednesday night, man.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was Wednesday night.
Doing your stand-up.
That shit was all right. I hadn't been in a while. And it's always weird because before anybody goes up on stage, the only people who's heard that shit is you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you think it's funny, but you don't know.
Yeah.
And them crickets is rough, man. If you get up there and nobody laughs, it's rough.
Yeah.
So how often do you write jokes? Like every time you go, do you do different jokes?
Yeah, yeah. I try to do something different every time.
Okay.
And I don't know. You know, 90% of my jokes are some shit that really happened. But what really happened was boring.
Yeah.
So I just throw some shit in there.
Because like, you're like, it would have been funnier.
Yeah, I'm like, what if this happened? Yeah, exactly.
I do that shit with every story I tell.
Yeah. Exactly, right? Exactly.
Should we tell a story? And I'm like, I did not say that.
But I made it funny, right?
You made me look bad. No.
The joke I tell about Peyton in that
okay, I wanted to close out. I wanted to close out with you telling the joke about Peyton because it's funny.
But the reason why that's hilarious to me is because now to the listeners, you have to picture this. I'm black, and my stepdaughter is like part Mexican, part white, but she has dirty blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
She's like a little white girl, right? And I always, in my head, find it hilarious if, like, she just talked to me like some street black dude would.
This just like, little.
Like, I'm like, hey, what's wrong, baby girl? She's like, nigga, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, I find that hilarious. Yeah, I wish I could show
Laura
her picture.
Laura does not like that, though.
Like, it's never going to happen. She's the sweetest little angel, which is why it's hilarious.
Yes.
It would be like Mother Teresa saying, fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Laura was like, so what Josh going to do tonight? I was like, it's all new. Except for the one where Peyton calls me a nigga. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that joke. And I'm like, how could I not? It's hilarious. It's hilarious every time. So that's what I think about. I'm like, every part of that story is true. Me and Peyton do go out. We, you know, do daddy-daughter day. We go to the movies, whatever. And that's not funny.
Uh-huh.
That's not funny. For her being like, hey, what up, Nick?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And so that is like 95% of my material. Like, all of it would be true except for the wildly ridiculous part.
Yes.
That I just threw in because I was drinking or having a moment and was like, you know what would have made that
funny?
That
would have been, yeah.
Is if X, Y, and Z. And so that is, that's it. I have the first time I performed, I did this bit where, like, because of black people, right? The N word is supposed to be really offensive if a white person says it to you. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just got this premise in my head. It was like, what if a white dude said nigga, but he was like twice my size and I couldn't beat his ass?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do then? Because you can't, if somebody says nigga, you try to fight him and then lose, that's even more ridiculous. Yeah. That's even worse. And so I had this whole bit where I was like, I had a friend named Jamil, who's a black dude. And he had one of those neighbors who just like, you ever have a neighbor that just decides you're going to be friends no matter how you feel about it?
Uh-huh. Yes.
He's like, you moved in next door, so we're friends now.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, that's what happened with Jamil. He had this white dude, he's come over all the time, decided to be his friend. Jamil's my boy, I go over to hang out with him. Eventually, I run over into this dude.
Yeah.
I run into the dude. And so Jamil's like, JR, this is Mike. Mike, this is JR. And Mike is like, what's up, my nigga? How you living? And I look at Jamil and I'm like, according to the code, you must have given this dude permission to say nigga.
Uh-huh.
Did you do that? Now, I didn't say that out loud because Mike is the biggest white man I've ever seen in my life. He's fucking jacked. So I say it with my face.
Yeah.
And Jamil's face says back to me, hell no, I didn't give permission to call you a nigga. Like, He's an aggressive ass neighbor. Why would I give him permission to say the N-word? So my face says back to him, well, get his ass in line. You heard him just say nigga. And Jamil's face says back to me, you see how big he is? You get his ass in line. And my face says to Jamil, I ain't telling that nigga shit. Yeah. Fuck that. So I had to just stop hanging out with Jamil. That was the solution to
that. Oh my God, problem. You stopped hanging out with Jamil?
Yeah, my mom was like, Jamil's so nice, how come you don't hang out with him anymore? And I was like, well, he fell in with the wrong group of white people.
Yeah.
He's with the wrong crowd.
It's too dangerous for me.
I can't do it.
Oh yeah. My God.
Right? So I do have a friend named Jamil, and I would go to his place all the time, and he did have a white neighbor. Who never called me. None of that ever happened. But I just thought it was hilarious. And I was like, Mike's a big guy.
What would
I
do?
Like, if I fought, I might lose.
Yeah.
How upset am I really that he called me a nigger? Like, I might can let it slide when compared to an asshole. So.
That's good.
That was from, like, my
that
first
is
stand-up.
A fucking good one.
But as, I don't know. So I just think of, like, oh, yeah, what if. I know those are two nigga examples. But I do have other things that pop into my
head. That's your bit. Like, that's your funny. That's what you love.
I like racial humor. I like to play around with it.
Yeah. So it is funny. I mean, it's getting a little sensitive right now, but I think that, like, comics are, they should hold their ground, you know? Like, it's comedy.
It's comedy.
So get over it. If you're offended, you're going to move on, or you're going to turn off the fucking TV. You're going to change a channel.
Yeah.
You're going to skip the podcast, whatever. Like, get over it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think it's dangerous when the pendulum swings too far in either direction.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And right now, it seems like it's swinging a little too far to the sensitive side.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. That's not good, man. Comedians need a little space to have a little fun without everybody being. Jamie Foxx told this story. He was on a podcast literally a week or two ago. And he said he was just doing a silly bit about Who Let the Dogs Out, that song.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, what if we sang it like a leisure singer? Like, who let these dogs out? Where did these dogs come from? I see a pit bull. That looks dangerous. Who let these dogs out? And he was like, I thought it was like the most innocuous thing ever.
Uh-huh.
He was like, a week later, I got hate mail from pit bull owners who were like, they're not dangerous. If you raise them correctly, they're fine. You shouldn't be out there saying pit bulls are dangerous. And he was
oh my God.
It was a joke about who let the dogs out. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And so when we get to that point, that's.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No.
As soon as somebody references Who Let the Dogs Out, you should take everything from that moment on ridiculously.
Yeah, as a joke.
Like, it's not serious anymore. Nothing is serious with Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh my God. That
so
is
shit like
fun.
That's a little too.
It is. No, it's getting a little. It is definitely. I am the opposite on the Me Too movement for sure. I feel like good. These
we need
fuckers,
to keep going that way. Yeah.
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 Like, sorry, you know, get over it. Just don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. But comedy is.
But comedy, I feel, is a little different.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right, mister. Mr. J.R. Scott,
man. Thank you.
Thank
for
you
being
so
on
much
the
for joining us tonight.
So much fun. Thank you guys for having
me. It was a lot of fun. It was great to get your,
it was
get
great.
Your opinions. Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank
we're gonna
you.
We're gonna
thank
hit you.
You
up again and do this again.
Definitely.
It's gonna be released this week. We'll do 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Split it up.
We'll split this one up. Yeah, great.
Yep.
Next month, 6 months from now, you call me whenever, I'll be here.
Yay.
Sounds good. And then we will let you guys, we'll keep you updated on Mr. J.R.
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, we'll let you know where he's
we'll,
at.
We'll
yeah.
let you know where he's at, what he's doing with this podcast, what he's doing with vlogging.
Comedy.
There you go.
Comedy.
Oh, you can hit me up on Twitter if you want.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, what's your Twitter?
That guy, J.R.
Oh, that guy, J.R. Okay, perfect. We'll do that, and then is there any other social handle that you want to throw out, or is that it for right now?
Nah, that's it for right now, but if there's stuff in the future, it'll be on the Twitter. So follow Twitter and then
follow
you'll know.
Him on
that
Twitter.
Guy, JR. All right. All right, Mr. JR, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We love you. And as always, bubbles and kisses.
From your bitches.
Bye, guys.
Bye.